Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
This morning, I want to take this portion with us, a divinely changed heart.
今天早上想跟大家分享的是一颗被神圣更改的心。
We'll read from this portion in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们又从哥林多前书第十三章一起来读。
We can read together.
我们能够一起来读。
Let's read verse 1.
中文英文一起读。
我若能说万人的方言，
并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了名的罗，响的拔一邦。我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又使己身救人魂烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必归无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也必终于停止。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
We noticed in the Australian media there has been something that has dominated the media for the last month.
好像你可能会发现，最近在澳洲的媒体上面有一件事情都是中了头版的。
Does anyone know what it was?
你们知道他们头版一直报道的是什么吗？
It's very been prominent for the last several months.
在过去的几个月好像都一直这样的这报道，重复的报道。
What is it?
Same sex marriage?
Be closer.
But the same sex marriage.
No, something else.
除这之外还有另外一件事。
It's called citizenship saga.
乃至说澳洲议会双重国际的闹局。
Suddenly, many people have got a revelation that they're not only Australian.
也突然之间，这么多的语言，突然间发现自己不只是有澳洲的国籍。
And they lived all their life here and never knew it.
好像他们在这国家生活这么多年，却从来没有发现这个事实。
But when they searched the records,They found that they were double.
当他们查考他们的历史的记载的话呢，发现他们原来有双重的国籍。
And so they were disqualified from their political posts.
所以这样他们就已经失去了做那个议员的资格。
So with us also, there may be some secret things about your life.
对我们来讲也同样的。或者在你的生命中有一些秘密是还没有查出来。
And they may disqualify you from entering into heaven.
而这些查出来的东西可能会拦阻你进入天国。
So it's better to find out now.
所以我们更应该现在就把这些查出来。
So、we're going to look at this passage.
今天早上我们又来看这一段的圣经。
It is a veryclassical, famous passage.
这一处的圣经是非常出名的。
And it certainly has a very good description of love.
而这一章的圣经也很完美的描述了爱是什么。
This passage is about change.
因为这一章的经文乃是关乎更改。
I have brought along a can.
我这里带了一个那个铁罐。
I'm going to ask Michael to change it.
我要来改变它。
Oh! That's a permanent change.
这是一个那个不能改过来的改变。
Now, I'm asking Michael to tread on this.
现在呢叫我要踩这个球。
It changed. But what happened?
那你发现是什么呢?
It was only a what? It's changed, see the change in shape, but then it always what? Springs back.
所以这个球的改变乃只是暂时的改变。意思好像被压扁了,但你一放松,它又弹回来了。
So that's what happens.To our hearts, many times.
很多时候，我们的心好像也是这样一个情形。
We want God to do a permanent change.
我们愿意神做一个永固的改变。
A lasting change.
一个能够长时间存留的改变。
And that's why the apostle Paul wrote this portion.Of the Word of God.
而这是为什么使徒保罗将这一章的圣经写下来。
Now, one thing we should know, and here we want to look at what is not a divinely changed heart.
另外一点我们要看的，乃是说什么是一颗没有被神圣更改的心。
And then secondly, we're going to see what is.A divinely changed heart.
而第二点是什么是一颗被神圣更改的心
And we will see how to get it.
我们要看这两点是怎么的解开
Now, before we start, I want you to realize that when the Apostle Paul came to this city called Corinth in Greece,
在我们开始之前，我想提醒的乃是保罗使徒这个时候是来到哥林多这个城市。
He said this.
他说了这样的话。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
I determined
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
See, the Greeks were a very philosophical people.
我们知道希腊他们都有很多哲学的。
And Corinth was a very large city of the arts.
哥林多这个大城市里面充着很多他们的艺术。
And it had much learning there.
所以在那里有很多知识。
But when the apostle came, he saw the great need.
当保罗来到这个大城市的时候，他发现这个城市有一个极大的需要。
We're going to change. It's going to be by Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他说，若这个城市能够被改变，那一定是因着耶稣基督被钉十字架而改变。
Also, he wrote this in the Romans.
之后我们发现他在罗马书也写了这样的话。
Let's read it together.
我们也一起读。
For I am not
我不以福音为耻，是福音本是神的大能，又救一切相信的。
See, His gospel changed people.
是神的福音能够改变一个人。
And that's why he said he wasn't ashamed of it.
这是为什么保罗会说他不以福音为羞耻。
There are many gospels today.
今天世界里面很多人都在传福音。
But Here is the gospel that changes.
但是这一个福音却能够改变。
And that's really what we want you to understand.
而这也是今早我们想要你明白的。
Now, what we'll do, firstly, is what is not a changed heart.
第一点我们要看的是一颗什么是一颗没有被更改、神圣更改的心。
In our reading, we read about the Apostle Paul, and he declared here, "What if he had all these things?"
好像刚才我们所读的啊，《哥林多前书》十三章，保罗说了，若是我拥有了这一切。
See, the people in Corinth thought that if someone could express themselves and in many languages, they are very gifted. Then he was somebody.
因为在哥林多那里，他们觉得说，如果一个人有很多的恩赐，也能够有很多的表达呢，能表达出来，那么这个人是一个伟人。
And many people think that a busy, active life of doing things is Christianity.
而很多人又觉得说，基督教的里面 的生活就是一个非常忙碌、积极的生活。
But what the apostle is saying.Is if you have no love, it's nothing.
但保罗却说，你拥有那一些却没有爱，是等于是还是无意义。
Your life for this world and the world to come counts for nothing.
你今生和你的来世都是无意义的。
Then he went on to speak of the gifts of preaching.
之后他要去讲道的恩赐。
Say understanding mysteries, knowledge.
所以若有先知讲道之能，明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
And of course, the mysteries of the word of God, of the kingdom of God.
在神话语里面的奥秘，关于神的天国。
So the apostle was saying that I could preach all this, I could know all this, I could tell you all this, but if I didn't have love, it's nothing.
所以使徒乃是说，如果我拥有了这样的恩赐，也能够传讲这么多神的奥秘，但是我却没有爱，那一切都是无益的。
This was a busy, busy, active life of doing.
好像这一切都是个非常忙碌，一直在做很多的事情。
Yet if he lacked this one thing,
当他若缺乏这一件
，his life amounted to nothing.
那么他一生都是无益的。
So it's good for us to examine ourselves.
所以我们也应该好好的来审查我们自己。
Where is your life?
你今天的人生的情况是怎样
？What does your life count for?
你今天在你的人生中对你觉得最有价值的是什么
？You might be very busy in all the activities.
或者你的一生中非常的忙碌，做很多的事情。
And yet, your life may count for nothing.
那或许最终你还是一切都是无益的。
Now, also, here he says, if I have all faith to remove the mountain.
他这里又说，我若有全备的信，叫我能够移山。
This he speaks of like a visionary faith.
他这里讲到他好像是有一个意象的信心。
Some men have that gift.
有些人是有这样的恩赐。
I remember the man Hudson Taylor.
我记得这个戴德森这个人。
And when the door opened for inland China,
当中国的内陆被开放的时候
，One man he had a vision.
他这个人有了一个意象
，to see the gospel reach into those inner parts of China.
还有把福音带给中国的内陆
and he was able to stir up many thousands to come and give their life
因此这个意象他也能够兴起许多的人能够去完成这件事情
what the apostle is saying we can have all this
保罗又说我们若是有这样的能力与恩赐
and yet if we lack love
但是却没有爱
it doesn't count for anything
那么这一切还是无益的。
So here in this picture are the defects of the church in Corinth.
这里所列出来的乃是在哥林多教会那里的人信徒的性格的缺陷。
And this is why the apostle wanted to see change.
而这是为什么使徒想要看见他们被更改改变。
They were very gifted in.Especially in the gifts.
他们很多人许多人都有恩赐
But look what was happening in the church.
但虽然有恩赐但是这个教会的光景却是这样
There was jealousy.
到处有嫉妒
There was strife and argument and fighting.
到处有争吵 到处 有那个分裂
There was backbiting and slander.
在背后说人的坏话还有这样彼此投诉
Now,People wouldn't even speak to each other.
好让人彼此相恨，恨到一个地步，不想救了。
That was so rude, and there were divisions.
在他们中间有分裂，对人非常有怨恨。
And they all thought they were reigning like little kings. I'm in charge.
当他们个人在他们那里还在座位的作福。
And all I can do is find fault with everybody.
我总能够找出别人的错误来。
And of course, a terrible thing about the church was the impurity.
所以教会最糟糕的情形就是不纯洁。
Shameful things were happening.
在教会当中，很多羞耻的事情都发生了。
And though they outwardly had these great gifts,
好像外表他们看见有很大的恩赐。
They had great character defects.
但是他们的性格却充满了缺陷。
Because we're in a world that looks at smart, cleverwell-presented people.
而今天这个世界人所注意的都是那些聪明的有能力的。
But yet, many of those people, their lives are very shameful and disgraceful.
但是这些聪明有能力著名的人，你去看他们的人生其实充满着羞耻。
You have a look at your president of the United States.
你或者看见美国的总统。
He's on about his fifth wife or third wife, I think.
现在是他是第三个太太。
But you see, that's what people look at, a man who can present himself and do everything for us.
但是各个人都羡慕他，想要像他一样。
But as far as the defects of his life, no one worries.
但是他性格中的缺陷却没有人去注意。
Because that's how people judge character.
因为今天人只看一个人的成功来审判他的个性。
And that was happening in Corinth.
而同样的事情也在哥林多这个教会发生。
They had taken the things of God and understanding, and they had used their own carnal means to produce.
他们把神所赐给他们的聪明智慧，去用自己出于肉体的方法来做出来。
So, even though the miraculous gifts, he could speak in tongues, speak in the language of many nations.
虽然有些他们有说方言的恩赐或者行神迹的恩赐。
And even his preaching and teaching gifts, if we have it all, and yet I don't have love, it's worth nothing.
或者有讲道有教导的恩赐却没有爱，一切都是无有益处。
And leadership gifts also.
还有领导的恩赐。
And yet,Here, they had the vision of faith.
或者有意向的信心。
Yet, these seem wonderful things.
这些看起来都非常好和羡慕的事情。
But if there's no love,
但是却没有爱。
That's what it equals.
它的价值就是零。
Michael was able to put the Chinese translation in.
中文的是却没有爱。
But when he came to the equal zero, no translation.
但是等于零却不用翻译的。
Everyone knows what it means.
因为我们每个人都懂是什么意思。
So what happens here is we're showing, though we may be very busy, very active, very doing, and we may be such people, but if we don't have love, if our character, our life is not changed, it's nothing.
所以我们若是一生都非常的忙碌，积极去做事情，有很多的恩赐，但是我们却没有爱，那么最终我们的价值是等于零。
Now, we move on to this one, because that was his gifts, abilities.
刚才我们看见的是他的恩赐，是他的能力。
But here we see a morally committed life for the service of others.
但是这里却看到一个人能够为着别人在道德上有承诺的。
And many people are very, very busy in doing this.
而今天很多人他们都衷心于做这些好事。
And sometimes it's a very commendable thing.
而且他们所做的实在应该被称赞的。
Because they're very devoted to help other people.
因为他们所投入的去尽量的去尽力去帮助别人。
Here, the apostle said, if I give away all that I have,
使徒说，我若将所有的周济穷人。
He's not just giving a little handout to the charities.
他并不是说给一点点去向那个啊给那些啊福利机构。
He's renounced his wealth and gone into voluntary poverty for the cause of others.
他乃是愿意为着使别人富足而愿意献出自己所有的财产，使自己成为贫穷。
If I could do all that, but if I don't have love, it's nothing.
我可以做了这一些，但却没有爱，我也是零。
They're quite commendable things.
当这些行为都是人所称许的。
And if you desire to help others or the poor,
你愿意帮助别人，这也帮助穷人、贫穷人。
It's a wonderful thing.
这些都是人所称许的。
But yet, if we lack the one thing,we will fail to even go to be with our Lord.
但我们若却没有爱，那我们也不能够去与主同在。
You see, many people feel that because they're morally committed to help others, I should be accepted by God.
因为今天许多人都以为我这样的尽心尽力去做好事，帮助别人。
And
then, 那么我应该就有这样，我就应该可以进天堂，凭着这个进天堂。
And many people think that because I do that, God will accept me.
他们觉得因我做了这些事情，神就必须接纳我。
And I have met many people and asked them, "Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?"
我遇见了许多人，问了他们。你有接受耶稣做你的救主吗？
And I say, I wouldn't be wearing my Salvation Army uniform if I wasn't.
他说，我若没有接受耶稣做救主，我就不会穿上救世军的服装。
So that was his Christianity, a uniform.
所以他觉得他所穿的服装就是他的福音。
And that was his identity.
他觉得因着有着服装，他就是基督徒。
So we can beSo given to these things.
所以很多时候人都可以把另外的东西来代替主的救恩。
And then even the apostle said, if I give my body to be burned.
保罗又说，我又舍己身救人魂烧。
That's quite a commendable act.
我们知道这是一个令人惊讶的事情。
To give your life in service for something.
你能够把你的生命献给你所服侍的对象。
Well, we see in our world, suicide bombers will give their life for that.
但是今天在我们世界里，我们却听到那些自杀人肉炸弹的，他们也会以这个为他们的初衷。
He is reminded, if there's no love, then it's worth nothing.
但他却提醒我们。就是有了这一切，却没有爱，我们还是零。
Now, one man, he told me, there an equation. This is an equation. Are you ready for your mathematics lesson?
现在有一个人告诉我一条数学的公式。现在你准备好来考一考你数学公式。
He said, 5 minus 1 equals 0.
他告诉我说，五减去一等于零。
Is that right?
这对吗？
That's God's maths.
因为这是神的数学公式。
Because all those things, but if we don't have love,
因为虽然有五样的恩赐，却没有爱是一样。
What is it worth?
对神来讲是等于零。
Now that's why we need a divinely changed heart.
这是为什么我们需要一颗被神圣更改的心。
Now remember,If a person is divinely changed,
一个人真的被神所改变了，
they will be an active, busy life serving their Lord.
当然他们会活出一个积极、忙碌、侍奉神的生活。
And they will be ready to give their life and die for the faith.
他们也愿意的死为主而死身。
Because that will be the response of love to their Lord.
因为这一切乃是他们对主的爱的回应。
So,What we want to do now is come and to this one, a divinely changed heart.
这里说到什么是一颗被神圣更改的心。
Now, I put it here, meeting love as a power and a person.
就是把爱当成是一种力量和一个人来面对。
When we look at these are just some of the things we saw from verse 4 in verse to verse 7.
我们从这13章4节到7节看见了这六点。
And we see these qualities.
我们看见说这一切啊，这一切的那个啊的性格。
The Apostle Paul
的优点
said, "Now here's a good list. Put this list, and you try and live out this list."
保罗好像说，我是把这些优点都给列出来了。你若能够活出这些优点，就非常的好。
Oh, this is a good aim for you. Try your best to do this.
这给你是一个很好的目标，你又尽力的去完成它。
But the Apostle never did that.
但是保罗却没有这样做。
Now, this is what we want to see.
所以我们又来看。
When all these, I can count up to 15 of them.
我从这里数一数，能够数到15个优点。
All of this description of love is what we call an intransitive verb. It is in the Greek. So, in other words, he's using this to a person we call personify.
我们发现这十五点，这五个优点，这里所写下来的，乃是用人性化的来描述的。
So he is showing that this is a life that is expressed.
说这是一个生命被发表出来。
And it is a person.
而是一个人。
And it is a power that changes.
也是这一个能力来改变我们。
Now, in social science, it's a very common understanding.
在社会科学上有这样一个认识，共同的认识。
That if a child, a new infant born,doesn't experience love, it will never know love.
说一个生下来的婴孩，若是从来没有啊感受到爱，他长大可能就不懂得爱。
There's many studies that have been done.
有很多的啊这些啊调查。
Babies that are deprived of love, contact, comfort.Particularly in the first 6 months after they are born, grow up to be psychologically damaged.
他说一个婴孩若他出生之后的前六个月之后的六个月就是没有感受到爱或者感受到安慰或者有安慰那么他将来长大之后就有这个思想上会被受伤害。
In other words, how do we learn love?
那我们又问的是怎样才能够学习什么是爱呢?
By being loved.
就首先必须被爱。
Is that right?
是不是呢?
Even they made a study, I think in 2012, and it said that if the child never knows love,It affects its brain, and for every 3 months, it loses 1 month of growth.
说，而且在2012年那里有一个调查，说到一个孩子若是没有经历到爱的话呢，那他的成长可能三个月的成长却只有两个月，算的数。
All we have to realize is, how do you learn love?
那我们所该明白的是怎样能够学习爱呢?
By being loved.
所以我们先要被爱。
Now we all know even if we had a reasonable parental love and upbringing in life,
我们知道在正常的家庭里面一个孩子的成长都会经历到爱父母的爱。
There's still something missing in our lives.
但是虽然有这些父母的爱但在我们里面还是有一个缺乏。
And that's what we want to understand.
而这是我们所要了解的。
We understand love by being loved.
我们又认识爱，首先必须被爱。
And it is that which changes our lives.
而因此被爱，这个爱来改变我们的人生。
All right. It real love only happens when we are loved.
只有当我们被爱时，才会得着真正的爱。
All right. One of the things here is love is not puffed up.
这里讲到说爱不是自不自夸的。
Because see, when the apostle had in view of love, he had one person in view.
因为当使徒保罗讲到爱的时候，他看见的是这一个人身上的爱。
And that was Jesus Christ.
那个人就是主耶稣。
Because he is the perfect lover.
因为他就是那最懂得爱的人。
You see, here we are reminded, love is not puffed up.
这里提醒我们爱是不自夸。
That quote you can see is from Psalm 22, and it's speaking about the Lord Jesus.
我们看见诗篇二十二篇六节说到主耶稣自己。
See, he says, I am a worm and no man.
他说我是虫，不是人。
You know, the serpent, if you tread on him, he'll turn and bite you.
你知道一条蛇，你若不小心踩到，他会转过来咬你。
But a worm, you can tread on him many times.
但是一条虫，你踩它多少次，它都不会转过来咬你。
It never touches you.
它不会来伤害你。
And that was the Lord Jesus.
而这乃是来描述我们的主耶稣。
Says he was scorned and despised by men.
他是被人所羞辱，被藐视，
He was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
他是忧伤的人，充满着痛苦。
Though he was the creator of the ends of the earth,
虽然他是创造宇宙万有的神,
but look at the humility of our Lord Jesus.
但你看见我们主耶稣是何等的降卑。
He came down to be a worm.
他来到世上来做虫。
That was his love for you and me.
这是他对你与我的爱。
That's why there was no resistance when men nailed him to the cross.
这是为什么当人将他钉在十字架上，他没有反抗。
He's the creator of the ends of the earth.
他是创造宇宙万有的神。
And even when the soldiers come to take him,
当这些士兵来捉拿他的时候，
they said, "We seek Jesus of Nazareth."
我们来寻找拿撒勒人耶稣。
And he said, "I am he." And they went backwards.
他们就说我，耶稣说我就是，他们就退后。
But the Lord Jesus never used that power. He willingly went to the cross.
但主耶稣却没有这样的利用他自己的能力，
他
是自愿上十字架。
This is his
被人藐视，这是爱。
The love for you and me.
这是对你对我的爱。
You see how the love for us is what changes us.
我们看见那是因主对我们的爱才能够改变。
When we see the humiliation of our Lord Jesus,
我们看主耶稣是怎样被人羞辱。
Our hearts are broken.
我们的心破碎。
And there is that humility to accept him and believe on him.
使我们的心能够谦卑下来接受他。
You see how love changes us.
你看见爱是怎样来改变我。
The problem with many people.
今天对许多人有一个问题。
They've never seen the love of Christ for their soul.
他们看不见耶稣对他们灵魂的爱。
But anyway, today, consider the love of the Lord Jesus.
今天愿你来思想主的爱。
Consider what he did for you.
想一想他为你做了什么。
He was not puffed up.
他从来不自夸。
Don't be puffed up.
所以你也不自夸。
Humble your heart.
你在他面前谦卑下。
Go down and tell the Lord, I'm a sinner.
又跪下来在主的面前说，主，我是罪人。
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me.
哦，主啊，求你怜悯我。
Save me.
拯救我。
You see, we can when we see the love of our Lord.
当我们看见主的爱，我们是能够谦卑下来的。
And look, here it says, love doesn't seek its own.
这里又说到爱是不求自己的益处。
See, Jesus Christ was not seeking anything.
我们发现主耶稣不是在为自己寻找什么益处。
Though he was human,
虽然他是人。
And though he faced the greatest moment of his life,
虽然在他一生中面对这么大的一件事。
And he knew what it would be to become sin for the sinner.
他知道将会怎样的结果当他成为人的罪。
Though he himself had no sin,
他自己没有罪。
And the worst thing he faced was that he would be deserted by his father.
而他知道所要面对的是因为他成为我们的罪而被天父所离弃。
But Jesus said, not my will, but your will, Lord, be done.
但主耶稣却祷告说不要成就我的意思只要成就你的意思。
There was love.
我们看见这是爱。
That love was for you.
因他爱你的缘故
Has that love touched your heart?
他的爱有没有感动你呢
Has that love changed your life?
他的爱有改变你吗
Are you still stubborn and set on your own will?
你或许还是这样的缘顽固不愿改变呢
Are you ready to surrender your will?
或是你愿意的向他投降
That's the love that will change you
因为是这样的爱能够改变你
I can tell you of this love
我可以告诉你这些爱
I have
他的爱
tasted in a measure this love.
因为我也略略尝到了他的爱
But I can't make you to know it.
但是我却不能够使你来得着
You must cry out to your Lord.
你自己必须向主呼喊
Look, it says love rejoices in the truth.
这里又说到爱只喜欢真理
And that's what our Lord did.
这也是我们主所做
的。That meant great agony and suffering.
虽然他知道在十字架上有极大的痛苦和伤害。
That would have been the opposite of joy.
而这一切好像不应是完跟喜乐是相反的。
But he was so happy to honor truth.
但是他却非常喜乐的又成就这真理。
He was ready to endure the sufferings of the cross.
他非常愿意的去经历这十字架的苦
Because he saw the joy before him.
因为他看见摆在他前头的喜乐
You know what the joy was?
你知道他看见的喜乐是什么吗
You
就是你
You sitting here
你能够坐在这里
You with your heart opened in love
你的心打开来接受他的爱
And say Lord Jesus thank you
主耶稣我感谢你
That's where he got his joy from
这是他所看见的喜乐
Of seeing you saved
看见你蒙恩得救
And so we find here also Love is what? Kind
我们又看见爱是有恩慈的
Do you remember the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross?
你记得当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
He was in immense agony
他自己在受这么极大的痛苦之中
And yet,With all his agony, he turned to Mary.
但是在他这一切的痛苦当中，他也转向玛利亚。
And he said, Mary, behold your son, and pointed to John.
他说，看，对他说，看啊，你的儿子。
And then he said to John, behold your mother.
指向约翰，使徒约翰说，看你的母亲。
He knew what they needed in life.
他知道他们生命中所需要。
You see, love is kind.
爱是有恩慈的。
Look at our Lord Jesus.
你看见我们的主耶稣。
I remember a man, his name was Robert Bartlett.
我记得有一个人，乃是名字叫 Robert Bartlett.
He grew up in Bexley.
他是在 Bexley 那个地区长大。
We called him Bob.
但是却称他叫做 Bob.
AndHe was a wild drunkard.
但是他是一个非常放荡凶酒的人。
And he told me one, he was in the city and they were drinking and the men were quite drunk.
他说有一个晚上他在城市里的时候大家都醉酒。
And they had the open air campaigners, men who went and preached the gospel.
当那个时候却有些人他们在街道上公开的传道
and,
传福音
he came out and they went to open the word of God and share it
所以他们在那里打开圣经向他们传福音。
And he took his beer and tipped it all over his Bible.
当他说他记得自己把他的酒瓶倒转过来淋湿了这圣经。
He married Georgia.
他之后结婚了。
And they moved to St. Mary's it was.
之后他们就搬到 St. Mary 那个地方住。
And had about
地区居住。
Four boys.
之后又生了四个孩子。
But his drinking got worse.
但是他的凶酒却越来越厉害。
When he drank, he became violent.
而每一次他凶酒的时候，他就变成非常的凶狠。
And when he come home drunk, they would run to the bedroom and push a real big cupboard against the door.
所以每一个晚上，当他的太太跟孩子知道丈夫要回来之前，他们就冲到他们睡房里，然后把门关起来，用个柜子堵住。
He used to beat the children and beat his wife.
因为他每一次凶酒回来之后，他就打自己太太，打自己孩子。
But the mother used to take the children to the local church in St. Mary's.
但他的太太母亲就常常带着四个孩子去了在 St. Mary 那里的一个地方教会教堂。
And at the end of the year, they had a what they call a Sunday school rally.
之后在他们年终的时候，就有一个主日学的一个预备的表演的节目。
The children enticed their father to come along and hear the gospel.
而他的孩子就把父亲给拉来听这个福音。
And he got gloriously converted.
而就在那一个时候，他却荣耀的蒙恩得救了。
His heart was changed.
他整个心改变了。
Even he gave up his job. He went to a college.
他之后去辞了他的工作，之后去了去上学。
He became a missionary to the Aboriginals in inland Australia.
而之后最终他成为一个宣教士，去向澳洲的土人传福音。
He used to live in Kempsey.
之后回来之后是住在 Kempsey 这个地区。
It's on the north coast.
之后在北方
北
面。
What happens is you can see when the Lord Jesus changes a heart.
所以你看见当主耶稣改变一个人的心
Instead of being brutal and cruel and hard
他不从本来是一个凶酒很凶恶残暴的一个人
The love of God made him kind and gentle
神的爱却改变了他成为一个有恩慈有爱的人
Here it is And we saw it was the first one Love suffers long
爱是很久忍耐
That was our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
His whole life was given.
他的一生都奉献。
And what a suffering.
他所经历的是何等的苦难。
One of the cries from the cross was this, I thirst.
他在十字架上的时候，主耶稣喊说，我渴了。
He had been without food, without water.
他没有水，没有食物。
He had been beaten.By whips,
他被鞭打，被伤害。
His hands had been nailed, and his feet had been nailed to that wooden cross.
他的手，他的脚被钉在十字架上。
And all the infection of his body would have made him like just a red hot iron.
好像因里面的发焰发热，使他的整个人好像火烧一样。
All the fluid draining from the body in the blood.
所以所有的水都流出来，连血也流出来。
And yet, in the midst, he cried, "I thirst."
却在那时，他说：“我渴了。”
He was ready to suffer.
他乃是完全愿意的去受这苦难。
Willing to suffer.
愿意去受这苦难。
And he suffered for you.
他在那里为你为我受苦。
We are told in the little parable in Luke.16 about the man that went to hell.
在路加福音十六章那里，耶稣跟我们讲了一个比喻，讲了一个财主去到阴间。
And he said, "Send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame."
他所祈求的乃是说，叫拉撒路能够过来点一点水，凉凉我的石头，因为我在这火焰中受折磨，极大的痛苦。
Instead of you and me being tormented in that flame, Jesus was ready to take that place for you.
为了使你和我不休在这个火焰中去受苦。
See,
耶稣代借我们。
That's love.
这是爱。
Love is a person.
爱是一个人。
It comes down and picks you up with a power.
这个爱来到世上，把你将你从尘土中抬举起来。
But we sang a song this morning. I think it was the second song.
第二今天早上我们唱的第二首诗歌。
And the chorus went like this: Love lifted me.
这里面的副歌说，爱救了我。
You see what will lift you up?
你知道是什么把你救起来吗
？And change your life?
而能够改变你的人生吗
？Here says love holds no grudges.
这里又说到爱不计算人的恶。
Remember the Lord Jesus?
记得我们的主耶稣吗
？That were the first words he spoke while he was hanging on the cross.
当他被钉在十字架上，他所说的第一句话
，Father forgive them.
他说，父啊，赦免他们。
All those who had crucified him,
那些把他钉在十字架上
they had mocked him and spat upon him.
他们羞辱他，吐唾沫在他身上。
But love doesn't hold any grudge.
但是爱却不计算这些人的恶。
And he could pray for his enemies.
所以主耶稣能够为他的敌人祷告。
And he prayed for forgiveness.
他向父的祷告是向他们祈求赦免。
Because he knew those people were too ignorant.
因为他知道那些人是无知的
They didn't know their need.
他们不知道自己的需要
But Jesus knew their need.
但耶稣知道他们的需要
He prayed for them.
耶稣为他们祈祷
And we are confident today Jesus is praying.
我们也非常的相信今天耶稣在为你祈祷
Hebrews 7:25 says he ever lives to make intercession, to make prayer.
希伯来书七章二十五节说到，他永长永远活着为我们代求。
The Lord Jesus is praying for you.
耶稣基督在为你代祷。
This is His love.
这是他对你的爱。
And this is the love that will change your heart.
是这样的爱能够改变你的心。
And here it is, love endures all things.
爱是凡事忍耐。
And what an endurance.
你看见我们主耶稣是何等的忍耐。
You and I can never know what our Lord Jesus suffered in the 3 hours of darkness.
你和我永远都不会明白耶稣在那三个小时和黑暗的那个时间所经历的是什么。
Painters have tried to paint the picture of the crucifixion.
曾有一个画家想要把耶稣钉十字架画出来。
But nobody has been able to paint the picture of 3 hours of darkness.
也从来没有一个画家能够把耶稣在十字架受苦三个小时黑暗画出来。
Because no man saw it.
因为从来没有人看见过。
But we only know what it must have meant.
但是我们却能够略略知道对耶稣来讲是什么样。
Because the Lord Jesus cried out those words, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
因为主耶稣喊了这样的话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
The most pitiful of all the cries of Jesus.
我们在耶稣所说的这一切的话。
But he was willing to be forsaken instead of you being forsaken.
但是他愿意被代替你被神离弃。
He took your place for you.
他代替了你的地位。
This is the love that will change your life.
是这样的爱会来改变你。
And then love bears all things.
我们看见爱凡事包容。
And that's an amazing thing.
这是一件非常稀奇的事情。
Here's a man stripped and naked.
他是这样的被剥夺了一切的衣服。
Here's a man hanging by his hands and feet with nails.
见他们的手脚被钉在十字架，挂在十字架上。
He has been there for now 6 hours.
他挂在十字架上六个小时了。
And yet he said it's finished.
但是他却说已经成了。
What was finished?
是什么成就呢
What was he doing?
他到底在十字架上做了什么？完成了什么呢？
The natural mind looks, oh, he's just being crucified. There's two other people there doing the same thing.
你看见说他只是被钉在十字架上，有两个人跟他一样。
No, but the Lord Jesus was bearing the judgment of your sin.
但是我们的主耶稣却是在上面承担你罪的审判。
And he said it's finished.
他说已经成了。
All that God required.Of you,
神对你的罪的审判
，Jesus Christ did it.
耶稣已经替你承担了。
All the punishment of eternal hell, Christ fulfilled it.
地狱永远的审判，耶稣代替你承受了。
This is the love that bears all things.
这是基督的爱，凡事包容。
And love believes all things.
我们看见爱。凡事相信
because Lord Jesus, he knew where he was going.
因为主耶稣知道他要往哪里去。
He said, "Father, into your hands I give my spirit to you."
他说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
See the Lord Jesus' love.
你看见主耶稣的爱吗
？He was ready to suffer on your in your place.
他是这样愿意的替你而受害。
And then.We have love never fails.
最后，爱是永不止息的。
Call it an unconditional, everlasting love.
是我们主耶稣永远无条件的爱。
Now, do you know this love?
你认识这样的爱吗
？Is this the love that has changed your life?
是这些这个爱改变你吗
？Maybe many of us have to say, Lord, give me a greater revelation of your love.
或者我们许多人都应该向主说：“主啊，请你使我能够更多的明白你的爱。”
If we're just like the rubber ball, we put a bit of pressure, and we can change the shape.
我们就是像那个网球一样，一点点的压力，或者可以改变我们的形状。
But as soon as the pressure releases,
但当我们周围的压力没有了
，we go back to our old ways.
我们就会恢复到我们以前的情形。
Some people, they come to church on Sunday. They're very good.
好像有些人星期天来教堂，他们都装扮得很好。
But on Monday and to Saturday, they're different people.
但是你在星期到星期六，他们却完全另外一个人。
Because the love has not changed.
因为基督的爱没有彻底的改变。
They may have learned many facts about Jesus.
他们所学习的是很多关于耶稣的知识。
They may be able to contribute and share and tell me many things.
或者他所知道的知识也能够拿出来跟人分享。
But really, if the love of Christ is not lifted you up, there will be no change.
但若是耶稣基督的爱没有将你救出来，你就还是没有改变。
We hear of people, they have.Very important positions.
我们常听见有些人他们有非常重要的地位。
I remember the last New South Wales government, a man called Eddie Obeid.
我记得以前在澳洲这个 New South Wales 他的一个总督叫 Eddie.
And he was a minister who was giving out the licenses for coal mining.
他是有发放。分放这个挖煤矿的这个证书的文凭了。
He's serving a prison sentence at the moment.
但是他现在却是在监牢里。
People look very nice.
他自己看起来好像很好的一个人。
They hold very important positions.
他们有很重要的地位。
But then a little temptation to get a bit more money.
但是一点点的诱惑又得到多一点的钱。
Or you see, in an office,They just want to cheat on their spouse, you know, on this thing.
或者他们另外想着怎样来欺负自己、欺骗自己的伴侣。
I had a friend who was in the debating team at Sydney University.
我曾经有一个朋友，他是在悉尼大学里面的这个辩护的团队里面。
And they used to go to the Long Bay Jail and have debating.
他们常常去到这个。Long Bay 那个监狱去跟这些犯人做一些辩论。
And the people they were competing against were accountants,
and lawyers and everything, there they are in jail.
但他发现里面的犯人原来都是律师或者那个会计师或者其他 有身份的。
They were put into positions of trust.
因为他们这些人都 被放在一个被人信任的地位。
But when the temptation came, they broke out.
但是当诱惑来的时候他就打破了人对他的信任。
You see, we can put a lot of pressure on our life to behave.
所以很多时候在我们的生活中因为很多的压力我们可以把我们压成一个模样。
But sometime and somewhere it'll spring back.
但是什么时候什么地方当这些压力没有你里面所隐藏的就爆发出来。
Unless your heart is changed.
除非你的心被主永固的更改。
And、that's what will change the love of Jesus Christ.
唯有耶稣基督的爱能够改变。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Our loving Lord Jesus,
我们亲爱的主耶稣，
we want to thank you,
我们实在要感谢你，
for this opportunity we have,
赐给我们这样的一个机会，
to stop a few moments,
能够停下来有这样的一个时间，
and consider the greatness of your love,
来思想你莫大的爱。
And where we have neglected it,
主啊，我们若是忽略了，
forgive us, Lord.
求你赦免我们。
We do want to pray for everyone in this room.
我们实在愿意在这里的每一个人祷告。
That they might come to know the love of Jesus Christ.
让他们能够真的来认识耶稣基督的爱。
That will change their lives permanently.
因为你的爱将有永固的改变他们。
Pray for those that do not know you.
我们为那些不认识你的人祷告。
This day they may come to know the Lord Jesus.
愿他们今天得着恩典来认识主耶稣。
We ask it in your name.
我们祷告奉你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。